Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm just going to enjoy a nice glass of scotch tonight and get on to the film, San Fran, and get ready for a tough opponent.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. It is a delight to welcome in Stacey Dales, NFL Network, covering the NFC North. She's with the Packers this week, and she joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Stacey. How are you?
Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning, you guys. The lead-in was the Chicago traffic, and I just got a headache, but Jill was great. Jill was great, but I got a headache.
Well, I mean, obviously, and I don't know how much our listeners know, not only are you Canadian, which means you're very nice, you're a nice person, you're also a heck of a basketball player. Of course, a great star with the Chicago Sky when they first started here in Chicago. They got you from the Washington Mystics, and you had to deal with that traffic for a couple of years, as I recall.
Yeah, and I really appreciate you reminding me we're the worst team in the WNBA, so thank you. Chicago traffic and WNBA, bad teams. It's all good.
Well, they got worse when you left. I don't know if that matters to you or not, but you were awful good here. Listen, how we heard Aaron Rodgers there, and he's old enough to enjoy a nice glass of scotch. If I were him, I might brace myself with one before I took on that defensive line. That is an amazing group of players in San Francisco, and it's a Herculean task for Aaron Rodgers to hold up against that group.
Yeah, it's interesting because my first question to Aaron yesterday in his, I think it was about a 21-minute press conference that he gave us. He's been really great, by the way, this year with the media. Not that he hasn't been in previous years, but I think he's just really enjoying this football team. And the good news with that being said is that they have a real, we throw the term brotherhood around in the National Football League, and you guys understand this. It means something. When they say it, it does mean something. And I think this Packers team has it. When you talk about that defensive front, I mean, he riddled off all of those names up front yesterday when I asked him the question, whether it's, Armstead or Buckner or Bosa. You talk about the linebackers and Fred Warner, and they're just so good and they're so deep and they're long. I mean, when you talk about long defensive lines, you think about the Chicago Bears and, a year ago, not this past season, but the year previous, just how imposing that front was. This is it multiplied on steroids. I mean, that's how good this front is. And what it does is they're able to rush with four. And again, another term we throw around in the NFL, but you rush with four, you can drop an extra guy in coverage. I mean, you got seven in the back now. And that's why they're the number one pass defense in the National Football League. And that's what Aaron talked about yesterday.
You know, Stacey, I think a lot of people that have watched the Packers want to believe that it's possible for them to go out there and Aaron Rodgers to be magical and then to pull off this upset. And yet you look back at the last time that they went to San Francisco or Santa Clara and it didn't go so well, 37-8. And I know this is different. And I know you asked Matt LaFleur about what is different this time. What did he say and how much are you buying it?
Well, they feel like a completely different team in terms of, they've obviously won six in a row. Aaron talked about yesterday, the two wins right after that game were important. And, the opponent, you can say what you want about the opponent, but they did have to beat three divisional opponents. And I think the NFC North was really good alongside the NFC West this year. But as far as Matt LaFleur goes, they didn't have the right game plan. And I think he knows that. And I think he took the ownership of that. And, it's very revealing every time you get to stand in the locker room and talk with players. And every single guy I talked with yesterday, whether it's an offensive player or a defensive player, the communication was a bust. Something about those West Coast trips did not favor the Green Bay Packers. They played the Chargers earlier, a couple weeks prior to that Week 12 loss. And then, of course, the Week 12 loss in San Francisco. They came out flat. They weren't ready. I could tell you they're going to leave about noon on Saturday, which is earlier than they left for the San Francisco game in Week 12. So they're tweaking things. They've tried to keep their weeks similar to each week, but they are tweaking what they're doing in this trip because they need to start better. They had a turnover out of the gate. They didn't score in the first half. Aaron was sacked five times, I believe, and the defense wasn't good either. So that game was very much, you know, when you talk about being in the weeds and trying to, whatever you're in life, whether it's a relationship and you're like, why isn't this going well? That game was, I think, a jump starter for this team to understand, here's what we're bad at, here's what we need to be better at, and if we don't turn it around right now, we are not going to be the playoff team we thought we were.
When you talk about Rodgers and the fact that he's enjoying it and all that, how important is it for him to win another Super Bowl? I mean, you know, we talk about him as one of the great quarterbacks of all time. Other than Andy Reid, I don't know that there's anybody in these playoffs that needs another Super Bowl more.
Mully, I would agree. I mean, I take a lot out of talking to locals and beat writers across this great league that we cover. And when I'm standing with the Green Bay Packers crew, and I'm talking to local beat people, and we all agree, this is the time. I mean, he's 36 years old, and I think Brian Bulaga said it best, his starting right tackle, that has been to the four NFC championships with him and has won a Super Bowl with him. There are only four players on this roster that won that 2010 season Super Bowl, which is Mason Crosby, Tremont Williams, Brian Bulaga, and Aaron Rodgers. That's remarkable.
Yeah.
You know, this is the moment because Brian said this doesn't come around. If you go through four NFC championships and you realize, this, you can't do this. You're not going to replicate this again. Okay. So, you know, I listened to you guys yesterday, listening to Jimbo, and which was awesome, by the way, way to go, Jimbo, getting into the Hall of Fame. And, you know, you talk about the 85 Super Bowl winning Chicago Bears, and these men understand that in order to be great, they have to be surrounded by greatness. I will never forget Danny Trevathan standing in a hallway with me last year. So not this season, but the season prior when, you know, the double doink season. Right. I'll never forget him looking me in the eyes and saying, Stacey, we will never have this group again. It will never be like this again. And so when you ask me that question and I think about Aaron Rodgers and I see how relaxed he is, guys, I mean, he looks every bit the part of a Tom Brady Super Bowl, okay? This is the year, because next year, this team will never be the same.
Stacey, before we let you go, and this year's Bears team wasn't the same as last season, obviously, and you were around House Hall a lot and at Soldier Field, and then you look at the Packers, and they had the kind of season that the Bears had in 2018. How similar and how different were those two seasons? You had the first-year head coach and Matt LaFleur doing a lot of the same things that Matt Nagy got credit for last year. And how sustainable is the Packers' success? Because obviously a lot of people in Chicago are very curious about that development.
Great question. I think the obvious answer is you have Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, who's the first ballot Hall of Famer. And, you know, you can question his numbers all you want. And then, of course, you have Trubisky on the other side who's still learning the NFL and learning what Matt Nagy wants to do. And they're going to give him the time to do that. But Aaron Rodgers is battle-tested. I mean, he's a first-ballot Hall of Famer. You can question his numbers all you want this season. But all he cares about, and he understands that, holy cow, like I just alluded to, I'm back with an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. I'm going to hand the ball to Aaron Jones. I'm going to force feed Devontae Adams. You know, I'm going to find Jimmy Graham up the seam in one. If it takes one catch a game, I'm going to find him. So you have Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. You have an equally as good defense, though I would argue that Chicago's defense last year was the best in the National Football League. And now you're going to have to go out west and win. So I just think that this Packers team is more complete than people understand. I think special teams, they're really good too. Mason Crosby is an automatic, a field goal in my eyes. And, if the Bears had had Robbie Gould last year, guys,
wow.
now we're talking.
Now we're talking.
Thanks a ton. Really appreciate catching up with
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Stacey.
Love your show, you guys. Have a great week.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.